I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Zach, when you came in, you got the puck. When you see that thing go in under the crossbar, what were your thoughts?
I don't know, maybe a little surprised. Not necessarily that I went in, but in that moment that I just scored. Yeah, crazy feeling. It's something you dream about since you're a little kid.
Have you had a chance to let it sink in? I mean, your journey, and here you are, and you get your first NHL goal.
I don't know if the goal is set in for a little bit, maybe tonight, later, but... Yeah, something I've always thought about growing up and always wanted to accomplish.
If you're reading that play the whole way, like, because Greenway and Beck were just kind of peppering it at the net, you're just watching them the whole way.
Yeah, I had space coming down through the slot. I think it was Kane, their winger who was on me, kind of got high. I could get inside of him, and puck kind of just bounced me.
It seemed like Noah Ostlund was happier than you were. He was looking right at you, and he was ecstatic.
Yeah, we had last year together, had some time together here the last couple of years, so good friend, and obviously pretty special that he reacted that way.
It's been a few months since you debuted in Montreal. How do you feel your game has grown and evolved since then at this level?
I think I've just gotten more confidence in myself and in kind of my game here. Not feeling like I have to change too much. Obviously, just trying to get better and keep improving for the guys around me.
What did you guys do once it got close? I mean, all of a sudden it was 4-0. Next thing you know, it's 4-3. What did you guys do to settle it down?
You just kind of stick to the process. It got us to a 4-goal lead and. A couple bad bounces, a couple plays that happen. They make plays. It is what it is. It's hockey. But just stick to our game and kind of just grind it out.
How much confidence were you getting from the saves Lukanen was making? It seemed like he was making a lot of big saves in that game.
Oh, he was awesome. Made some crazy saves. Kept us in it. Even before the goal started going in, like it could have been a lot closer throughout the game. He was a big part of the win tonight.
How does that feel that it's a game-winning goal? I know it comes about in a bit of a tough circumstance, but it ends up being a game winner anyways.
Yeah, maybe I didn't want it to be a game winning goal in the moment, but it's funny it turned out that way.
Think you had a lot of family watching?
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. I got a quick moment to look at my phone and there's already too many texts, so we'll deal with that later.
The reaction you got from your teammates, does it just kind of show you how much they value kind of the work you've been putting in and what you've brought to this group?
Yeah, it's a good group. It's a very, very special group. They've been good to me since the beginning, and it's a lot of fun playing with them, battling with them in practice, and just being around them. So for them to react that way was really special to me, something I won't forget.